You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio.
This song don't need violence for backup.
Wolves have carried your babies away, or your kids dripped from their teeth. The nights are long and the days bitter cold beyond belief. Spread yourself like a dent on the mad vibrating sand. And through your teeth, arrange to meet your midnight mail. Everybody's coming around my place. Everybody's coming around my place. I sleep, treat me gentle when I wake. Don't disturb me when I sleep, even though your body aches. Even though your body aches to serve at his commander. Between the walls, she still adores her ever-loving. Your last sons and daughters. Me, I'll raise up my dorsal fin and glide up and down the waters. I glide up and down the waters and I walk upon the land. I'll call them out, the ones who dealt your midnight
testicle, testicle. Testicle, testicle. Testes, 1, 2. Yes. Yes, the testes are working. Yes, the microphone is working. Microphone 1, working. Hold on, I'll go to the penis one. Hello. Hello. On the penile mic. Oh, this one works great. Mic 2, the penile microphone working. Now, for the good one. Testes 1-2, testicle 1-2. The weapon of ass destruction is working. Big fat microphone 3 is working. Thank you. The PA. Hello. Microphone 1. Testicle 1-2. The Reverend is in, starting in a minute or so. Tapers, relay broadcasters, everyone who gives a fuck. Reverend Bookburn will begin very soon.
We'll be right back. for the summertime blues.
Special show just 1 week before the Erection Day show and Faction Day beats as this big ocean looms overhead. The Bush clone and his partner Bush and Drag and the other corporates lighter version of the same, but lighter, maybe necessary. I think Howard Zinn is scaring me enough into believing this. But regardless, Erection Day isn't until next Sunday show. Tonight is a very special show, which is Unbuckling the Bible Belt. We have a lot of tunes. We have the Mission Accomplished song we meant to play last week for the Missionary Accomplished show. And some song dedications, some new stuff, which is always a thrill to play. A whole lot of news and things to plug. Great videos to talk about. And so much more in the background. The best version ever of Summertime Blues by Blue Cheer. I think I'm officially guilty of blasphemy if I cut it off. In the opinion of our esteemed associates, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craftist, who are actually resembling less of a stonerhead crew. I'm impressed. Like, they're like wide awakeness, functioning, task-centered behavior. All kinds of shit. All right. Anyway. So, all of this is to come. A lot of great tunes. And,
project of the Philadelphia.
How could I forget?
My name is Cindy, and thanks for
tuning in. We are importing, and I heard they're out in the hallway. We are importing a hillbilly couple from the Babel Belt. Yes, I almost forgot about that. We have a genuine The Last Holdouts of the Bushies anywhere in the world from the Babel Belt. They still listen to Pastor Ted Haggard. They still believe in Senator Larry Craig and David Vitter and Mark Foley and John McCain and the whole shitload of them. And they're here to talk to the book burners tonight. So anyway, it's very exciting. Let's cut off the Volta playlist and get started with the tunes. I am conscious that it's shortly before Halloween, and I was trying to remember some of the things we played on last year's Halloween show, and just the obvious stuff like the Misfits and some other goodies. So, yes, we are conscious that it's the pre-Halloween show. That's why you're going to hear Man or Astro Man after the opening song. And some other mind benders. But we're not going to replicate the Halloween show from 2007. We are going to get a little Halloween-y. We think it kind of blends in with the Unbuckling the Bible Belt theme anyway. So before our hillbilly couple comes in, let's play 45 Grave doing Evil.
Listen to this, Mulligan.
I'll read it to you. It says, I have escaped from Arkham Asylum, and revenge will be sweet. Free once again to pursue my dishonorable profession. If you try to play your hand against mine, you will find the Joker is wild. Signed, the Joker.
Electric lectures.
Thank you.
ever said...
I'd like to own an organ, but I'd like to be certain that I can play before I buy one.
My wife says it's silly to buy an organ when I've never played before. It's like her buying a sewing machine without knowing how to sew.
We'd like our children to play the organ. We'd even like to play ourselves, but I'm afraid we don't have any musical talent.
Is dedicated to a special kind of person. The kind of person who's hiding under rocks and in closets wherever you go. Hiding behind the guise of respectability. The cowardly journalist who hides behind his typewriter, exploiting people who can't fight back. The assassin who strikes people by surprise. The sicky sadist who hides behind his police badge to commit crimes of violence against other people. Whatever role they're playing, these creeps are always the same. Because a pig is a pig, and that's that!
Try to mesmerize us. You can drown yourself with cartoons.
Reverend is in.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the Lord.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, for that recorded intro that was for a zillion of the shows of the last however many years, but you did not hear the titles of the songs from the first set, which were from The Misfits. You heard Devil's Whorehouse, All Hell Breaks Loose, Vampira, Nike A Go-Go, and Hate Breeders. The Plasmatics did A Pig Is a Pig. Man or Astro Man did Joker's Wild, Intoxica, and Landlocked. And started off with 45 Grave doing Evil. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. And next week, as promised months ago, the Erection Day show, yes, right before the election. However, we're going to make it much longer and harder and functional than Election Day. And our machines and buttons and levers work right. So we're going to celebrate Erection Day next Sunday night. It is a show to not miss. And possibly with a guest. So that's in 1 week. I still don't know what the deal is with Radio Volta and the new equipment and technical work and overhauling and bottom line being down for however long, not a seriously long time, but for a bit of time. And we're going to plan around that, but assume that the scheduling is going to remain the same. So we're not planning anything specific the week after the Erection Day show, but we do want to do the late November sacred annual tradition on The Reverend Is In. We want to do the Happy Spanksgiving show. And, of course, in December, we want to do the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. In January, we, of course, want to do the anniversary show midway through the month. It will be anniversary number 8. And that's right, we started at the same time as the first inauguration from the first time Bush stole an election. So we're going to have to learn how to get along on the show without Bush. I think we can do it. So we'll do the anniversary show. And after the new inauguration of whoever, we're going to begin not a show, but a series, The Trial of George W. Bush. And it isn't a trial for one specific area of focus. It's not only being a war criminal. It's for everything. And it's the trial that really should happen. That will all be forthcoming on The Reverend Is In. And we're getting a little better luck with the uploads at Radio For All. Some of the shows just ended up not downloadable, or there's problems on their end, possibly because it's so fucking big. But at radio4all.net, there are the last two shows. So last week's Missionary Accomplished show, and from 2 weeks ago, probably a timeless classic, A Bailout for Citizens. Both are uploaded there, and of course they are linked, like all pertinent links, at reverendbookburn.com. And if you haven't seen the YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn, there's about a whole page worth of new videos that are there, including the sneak peek trailers of the new Sarah Palin porn video called Nailin' Palin that I can't wait to see, as well as Larry Flynn's documentary, The Right to Be Left Alone, also which I can't wait to see. And if you're in a video kind of mood, the Jesus fucking Christ show is hilarious animation, and you can see it yourself. There's 4 episodes now, I believe, episode 4 being new. And if you want to watch the Jesus fucking Christ show, go to jfcshow.com, and it's hilarious. And speaking of animation, and possibly shocking animation, whether I said this before or not, gotta sound like there's two stonerhead guys over there. Whether I announced it or not, I'm going to tell you tonight that there are some plans, not even ideas. I mean, we've always had ideas, and we've always brainstormed, but plans to implement an animated slash video version of The Reverend Is In, this via Mr. Scott. And so you'll see Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Pastor Rex, and a plethora of other characters, and Holy Bloody Mary, and it's hard to describe it except maybe a cross between like a kind of a South Park animation and the ancient Beatles cartoons, but unique in its own way, and even uniquely different than the Jesus fucking Christ animation. But I'm going to start off small, and there'll be tastes of it coming as soon as it's developed, and hopefully that will just expand and break new ground. But if I haven't said it before, it's worth saying now because it's a few beats closer to being fully developed and becoming a reality. All right. What else is happening? A ton of shit. There's a band of book burners from Mississippi called the Cooters, who are selling all of their CDs for like $5 now, or it's like a giveaway, and this band kicks ass. And you can go to their site directly at The Cooters. There's no hyphen or period or anything, just The Cooters, COOTERS, thecooters.com. And there's some more plugs. More plugs. A lot of great shit. I know I plug them a lot, but there's so much new great stuff at Alternative Tentacles label. AlternativeTentacles.com. Brand new Subhumans release. Brand new release by Report Suspicious Activity. Re-release of the classic old album, now CD, by the Dayglow Abortions called Feed Us a Fetus, that had that classic Ron and Nancy Reagan cover that looks very Thanksgiving-ish and has its own little fetus with gravy and jelly beans. It was a beautiful cover, but it's a great release, and that's re-released. And they also carry a lot of books. One worth noting is Censored 2009, the top 25 censored stories. All of that is at AlternativeTentacles.com and ton more. We are saying hello and cheer to Alex in Wonderland, who is going through a very blue period, so we're sending cheer in that direction. And we are sending hellos and cheers to Ivy Blue, who had a long-term friend pass on. And as you know, one of the things we do is try to keep all of the book burners up, which means we share the highs and we share the hardest times as well. And long-term book burners can tell you that all of my stuff of the last several years, and considering how long the show has happened, since January 2001, of course stuff is bound to happen. And so we ride every wave together. We party together. We celebrate the good news, the horrible shit, the tragedies, the nose diving of the world condition, all of that we cover here. Some interesting Jesus spam. As you know, the Reverend has been spammed, attacked, phished, virus attacked since about a little less than a year into the show, and seriously badly in 2002 when, coincidentally, we were also in a blood feud with a group of, with a cult called the XXX Church, but that was strictly coincidence and time, of course. And when we were talking anti-abstinence and pro-choice and pro-late-term abortion rights that saves women's lives, and of course, their dreaded subject, and we know what they do in secret, by the way, masturbation and celebrating National Masturbation Month. But anyway, all of this shit is old news or stuff to cover on the anniversary, but what's relevant tonight is that some of the Jesus spam, which continues to roll into this day, and some of it, most of it's boring, but some of it is very funny. And it's also giving me some new animation ideas besides United We Stand Erect and the Rapt Smear, emerging of Rapture and Pap Smear. And this is for real. They are marketing this Sword of the Lord. What a great gift. All of that is for real. They really sent that to me. Sword of the Lord. What a great gift. And of course, I can only feel gratitude for anyone who is that generous with radio material and a possible alternative undergroundish marketing scheme. So, we will keep you posted about the Sword of the Lord. I thought that was John Holmes, but maybe they have other ideas. I don't know. There was a thing about some guy getting nailed, but we'll look into that. Okay, what else is new? Speaking of the Bailout for Citizen show, which is at radio4all.net, in addition to plundering, ripping off the people of this nation, and probably the next generation, in a robbery worse than any robbery in history, this so-called fucking bailout, there's new fallout that hasn't been covered so far, which is that, I guess, in this age of global free market dictatorship and alliances with the upper 1% of multiple other nations, the ripple effect of this latest looting extends to Norway. Entire towns in Norway going bankrupt because of the mortgage scammers. So we're going to keep afloat of that and keep you informed, largely through ReverendBookburn.com. And let this be a lesson to you Norwegians. First of all, you were foolish and naive to trust scum. And the second lesson is that Hugo Chavez of Venezuela, vilified by the corporate media and by the free market, fuck all of the people in every nation kind of capitalists in America and their allies. Hugo Chavez, who went against that and has been smeared and vilified ever since, was, of course, if this wasn't proven before, it's proven by what happened to Norway and countless other places. Hugo Chavez has been vindicated for not buying into this grand scam, this grand global scam of not just the Bush regime, but of corporate globalization. Well, look who it is. Here comes our hillbilly couple from the Babble Belt, where they love to babble. Okay, wow. What is that? Is your cologne like a kind of a, like a pig scent? It smells like a fucking farm in here, but, and I don't even have that much of a sense of smell. Like, if it isn't pot or something alarming, you know, I often don't smell it, but hi, welcome to the Reverend is In from the South, or the Red States, or whatever you want to call it, Walton Land, where Senators Jesse Helm and Reverend Falwell used to do their cousins. Here is our Babel, I don't even know their names. Here comes the Babel Belt couple. All right, who look Siamese. They're like, yeah, they're literally, look, they're literally not separated, like they're like attached. Anyway, hello, welcome to the Reverend is In, and why don't you just kind of say something about yourselves, and we're not going to do the whole thing now. We're going to play a second set in a couple minutes, but just kind of give them a taste, if you will.
Well, I just like to say that I've never been on radio before, and I just want to come up because, well, my period just ended, and we're celebrating, and he's kind of living in my house now, and I'm so happy about it. He thinks I had a nicer shack than he had, and he's been with me ever since, like a tick. He's an adorable little parasite, and told me I remind him of his sister. I could just melt.
She's my big buttercup. We put on our best fishing shirts for this show, and put on, look here, our Bible belts for this occasion, Reverend.
Come here, Tick. Let me unbuckle your Bible belt.
Not yet, darling. We gotta talk to this here Reverend. Yeah, we got pictures of us. We swap with her sister and her husband, who's also her brother. Wanna see them? There's some shots with animals in it if you want to see it.
No, thank you. As voyeuristic as I am, I don't think I want to see the particular pictures that were brought here tonight, but thank you for bringing them just the same. And when we come back, we're going to talk some serious stuff, so I want you to be ready. We're going to be talking about, like, politics and elections and race and religion and all kinds of big stuff. So I want you to be ready. So, okay, well, keep fondling and kissing and all that, but be ready to talk about really big stuff when we come back. And we're going to play another set of tunes, starting with the Asylum Street Spankers. This track is entitled Winning the War on Drugs.
My lazy boy, just watching my TV. There's something that the newsman can't explain to me. Maybe I'm just
paranoid as I set my reaper down. If there's a war on drugs going on, how come they're all around? But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord and pass them on, we're winning the war on drugs. You can grow them in your backyard or score them off the thugs. Put your hands against the car, we're winning the war on drugs. Tony scored 10 kilos from a pair of shiny black shoes, with an eagle in his haircut and an earphone on his tongue. After he got busted, he couldn't make no bail, 'cause we're making money off the stash and money off the jail. But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Drugs born and pass them on. About Bill Hicks and the laughter he creates. I'm burning all your records 'cause the artists were all big. On this earth there's flowers, fungus, herbs, and weeds to take. If those things are legal, then God made a mistake. But we're winning the war on drugs, we're winning the war on drugs. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're winning the war on drugs.
when the devil wants his fun. Because I'm a dart, he plunges his pitchfork through my heart. Ow! Ow! It hurt! Bright red blood. Then the devil starts to tickle me. Tickle, 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 tickle me. Then the devil starts to tickle me.
Massachusetts or New England somewhere, and I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution, and I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother, except she looks just like Ethel Merman. They got this big wooden vise attached to her head, and they're twisting the knobs tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around and she sees me and her daughter staring at her. Tears in her eyes, tears in her eyes. She tells me she loves me, except she sings it. I love you, I love you, I love you,
and on the third,
I love you.
Her head pops like an overripe pumpkin on Halloween.
She was a belter. Just because she lived with cats and worked with herbs, why, before we know it, the FDA is gonna destroy the entire holistic community.
All over my clinic and laughing at women in Medicaid and denying them services and making racist remarks, and sticking my hairy chest and gold chains in their faces. I like to listen to the Meat Men. And this next classic track, God's Bullies.
I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it one day for. You mock in the name of almighty money. You swore.
urchins ready to shake your post-punk booties? Boom, 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 boom. Move your cellulitic assholes out there. I'm gonna hit some little guitar and make it easier to move your fucking feet. I said, oh, I'm gonna add some bop so that the dancers just won't hide. You might like to suck my organ. I said, ride, Sally, ride now. There's no way you want to hear this sleazy trumpet, but I'm gonna play it fucking anyway.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here tonight with the Reverend Bookburn and Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist and the beautiful Red State Hillbilly couple who have come on our show tonight for Unbuckling the Bible Belt. It's such a warm, blissful, euphoric feeling, and I am happy to be introducing the next song from Al Franken's The O'Franken Factor Factor, the very best of the Al Franken, The O'Franken Factor CD, I believe by him, but possibly from another artist. And actually, we meant to play it last week. It was the first song the Reverend thought of when working on the Missionary Accomplished show. But somehow he fucked it up. But from Al Franken's The O'Franken Factor Factor, the very best of the O'Franken Factor CD, this is Halliburton Ernie introducing Mission Accomplished.
Picture perfect day, they're chanting USA, 10,000 men on deck.
Your taxes wrote the check.
My flight suit's really buff,
cause he's got the right stuff.
Like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
The new crusade's begun.
Mission accomplished, horns blare. Mission accomplished, hot air. It went without a flaw, the shock filled them with awe. The evil do is done, like burgers on a bun. Mission accomplished, God bless. Mission accomplished, P.S. Yeah, Rumsfeld, he was right, the world is black and white. Mission accomplished, that's right.
Mission accomplished.
Hey, who said war is hell when you're friends with Bechtel and Halliburton's boy?
The minis is your toy.
Be you on the UN.
We won't need them again.
The French are freedom fried. Hold Europe, step aside.
This song is classified.
Mission accomplished, time bomb. Mission accomplished, like none. We came to liberate
Iraq's a brand new state.
Mission accomplished, just wait.
We have Ann Coulter locked in the green room.
We were going to have her on as a guest.
We had a much better idea. Ann has been locked in there now for about an hour and a half, and we've told her that we still intend to have her on, but of course we don't.
You know, I feel a little bad doing this, but on the other hand, she has had this coming.
Well, you know, in a way, we're doing this on behalf of all the people who have watched her do an interview and couldn't do a thing about it. Chris, can we check in on Ann?
Yep. Let me out! God damn it! Let me out!
Ann? Ann, I'm really sorry about this. Tell you what, just in case we don't get the door unlocked on time, why don't we just do the interview right now?
What? Oh, this is beyond ridiculous. I cannot begin to believe how utterly incompetent you people are.
I can't disagree, Ann. This is embarrassing having you locked in there.
It's so hot in here. Oh, I'm a lawyer, Al, and I can tell you this is actionable.
I don't blame you. I really don't. But look, you're here. We're on the air. We might as well just do the interview now. And what exactly is your main objection to liberalism?
Where to begin? I mean, you liberal elitists sit in your ivory towers sneering at real Americans who actually believe in a God or morals or right and wrong and anything other than the right to kill babies and your own sick... Get me out of here! Get me the hell out of here! You bastards!
Ann Coulter, ladies and gentlemen, let's give her a little while to calm down and come back to her later.
We'll be right back.
get you.
You heard Elvis Hitler doing Green Haze, parts 1 and 2, and 10 Wheels for Jesus from the Disgraceland CD. Before Elvis Hitler, you heard Al Franken doing Mission Accomplished and Ann Coulter in the Green Room, part 2. The Meat Men did Blow Me, Ja. God's Bullies, Wine, Wenches, and Wheels, and Dance to the Music. Anne Magnuson did Sex with the Devil and started it off with the Slum Street Spankers doing Winning the War on Drugs. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Unbuckling the Bible Belt. And we thought the show wouldn't be complete without a hillbilly couple who has come here, and we're hoping that they can also talk about serious things besides pictures of themselves with their sisters and brothers and cousins and other swap partners and animals, pictures we really don't want to see. And I see you guys finished your Budweisers.
What are you saying? Taking them.
Yes, I'm so happy. I's brought him, my tick, to a wedding of my work people's, and he wore his very best outfit. It's so good. He's attached to me like a tick, and I loves it.
Okay, that's great to hear. But in addition to picturing yourselves with your relatives and animals, can we talk all this? I know you don't like to talk about red state, blue state, and all that kind of shit. But they say that at the Babel Belt, there's a certain way of thinking that's very common. It's like a lot of people think alike, whether it's politicians or the race hate groups or those insane militia types or the preachers, what have you. So we wanted to ask you, since you were classic representatives of that mindset, how, I guess I'll ask a specific question since both of you look dumbfounded. How do you make a decision? Like when you voted for Bush in 2000 and 2004, and you were people who really did vote for him, you weren't like the stacked votes when they rigged the election, but you were are people who really did vote for him on both of those occasions. How do you come to make the decision when it's when you decide to vote?
I'll take that, Reverend. We vote like everybody. We don't know nothing about voting red or blue. We, like every other free American, we vote for whoever we want. So when we go to church, we learn who our minister wants us to vote for. When he says that we have to vote against them gay people and for the fetuses and blame all of our problems on other races, we listen to him. Now, our minister likes McCain and Pollin. He says they're going to blow all our enemies to hell and fetch us some oil. That makes sense to me.
Okay, so if I understand this correctly, your preacher hates gay people, loves fetuses. I think we've heard this kind of talk before. Hates other races, hates immigrants, scapegoats, everybody from other races to welfare mothers to whoever, to people with disabilities, for all of the problems of the world. And he is now saying that he endorses McCain and Pollan. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. And then he came over to our barbecue at the shack and was talking about it some more and saying, I hope yous are all voting for McCain and Pollan, not just because she's a MILF, but because she's going to get us some oil. And so that's just even more drilling that we want to see when we look at her.
Okay, well, so you have a thing for Pollan. I saw your eyes light up, so you have thoughts of drilling, Sarah Pollan?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, I'm a tick and I'm attached to my big honey over here, but I thinks about Sarah Pollan nights and day, and I could get her. I know her. She's one of the people I met when I was doing international prize winning fishing. And we won awards. We were on the fishing channel. You know, we went out drinking. I tried to run over my ex-wife and her new man. It was a party.
So, wait a minute. You know Sarah Pollan? She's another famous person you know?
I do know her, and well, you know, I'd like to talk about it because I'm attached like a tick to my big honey, but she knows me and she digs me. She told me she wants me to be on the list of future baby daddies.
Really? So you might be a co-manufacturer of another Pollan baby with, which could be possible, I mean, with her anti-sex education and with her abstinence-only policy and anti-birth control and abortion stands. I guess as long as you are functioning and you have more equipment than you do teeth, you could make this happen.
Believes me, even without the Budweisers, I can make it happen. So, Pollan and I are going to pollinate.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And I want to thank both of you for, God, she's not even pissed off. I want to thank both of you for being here tonight and giving us a red state perspective for, as representatives of the final holdouts of the Bushies and the people who believe the corporate media. The people who are believing all this McCain and Pollan TV commercial message bullshit things, and kind of giving us your take on the current things. I mean, the election is a week and a couple of days away. The Erection Day show on The Reverend Is In is only 1 week away, and we thought for balance, we should present your point of view. If you can still hear the music, which was cut down in half, that's still Elvis Hitler in the background from the Disgraceland CD. But let's get the third set out of the way and hopefully get a little more time with the hillbilly couple. This is in keeping with our theme, also Unbuckling the Bible Belt by Corporate Avenger from the Freedom is a State of Mind CD. This track is entitled The Bible is Bullshit.
In the history of the human race, of all the inspirations for the separation of man from his true tribal culture, of all the inspirations for acts of violence from one man onto another, from one nation onto another, from one oppressor onto the oppressed, there is no more guilty party and inspiration than those books known as the Holy Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita to spread separation of man. The Quran is a lie. The Bhagavad Gita did not fall from the sky. These are the books.
no documents, no politics, no locomotion. Instead of overpopulation, I used to find a place to park. It never looked like where should I be parked.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's so good to see some people who were still believing in my regime and represent the kind of family values I've always tried to stand for. They were a very delightful couple, and it was really awesome to look at their pictures, and I recognize them from the McCain and Pollen rally, and it just goes to show that with the right faith, you can believe anything. So please reconsider your opposition to the war and the economic looting and environmental death and the end of healthcare. And support my friends McCain and Pollen, as endorsed by the hillbilly couple you heard tonight. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Dear kindly Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punky.
Officer Krupke was very upset.
We never had the law that every boy ought to get.
We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good! There is good! There is untapped good! Right inside, the world of us is good!
Your Honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't get me a puff. They didn't want to have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy in a country needs an analyst care. You're just an
psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed!
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed, but we're psychologically disturbed!
Hear ye, hear ye! In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on account of eating out of a normal home! Hey, I'm depraved because I'm deprived! Now take him to a head shrinker!
Head shrinker, you!
Me?
Is a bastard. My mom's an SOB. My grandma's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My father wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes!
Yo, Officer Crumpy, you're really a swab. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's playing him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick.
We are sick. We are sick. Sick, sick.
I'm sociologically sick.
This child doesn't need his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease.
Just take him to a social work.
Social worker, they say we'll make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm antisocial, it's just I'm adding words. Glorieski, that's why I'm a jerk.
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the book burners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives. They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is, as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or a nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view. hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever, in a billion years, not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollen? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, oh yeah, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, The gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up also. Sunday, October 26, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. First, the runner-up. The runner-up is almost too pathetic to even bestow such an award to for looking like he hasn't really taken care of himself. It's not an ageist thing. Look at Maude in the Harold and Maude movie. Couldn't be more perfect. But this guy is in a pathetic state of being. But that's not what makes him an asshole. What makes him an asshole is the fact that once again, even though he says he's taken out of context, and even though he apologizes, it has happened again. Because he is a homophobic bigot. Yes, even more and brand new homophobic remarks from Jerry Lewis. A fucking idiot who hasn't been funny in decades and can't even do a watchable Labor Day special. In years, homophobic bigot Jerry Lewis, runner-up to Asshole of the Week, and that means that there has to be a very special recipient to outdo Jerry Lewis. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is evangelist Tony Alamo. Tony Alamo, whose compound is in Fauk, F-O-U-K-E, he lives in Fauk. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First, the Cheech part from Cheech and Chong.
Man.
That's better. Okay. Evangelist Tony Alamo, who lives in Fauk. I'm not making that up. The Evangelist Tony Alamo compound in Fauk is the site of beatings and sexual battery and the crossing of many state lines for sex with minors. He sounds like a priest, but he isn't. Has been occurring for a very long time. His real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman, age 74. Can the story get any more gross? This guy's more gross than Jerry Lewis. Evangelist Tony Alamo of Falk, real name Bernie Lazar Hoffman, age 74, of the, what the fuck? The Christian Ministry, the Total Assembly Christian Ministries, crossing state lines to have sex with minors, and also beating, severe beatings of children within his compound. Well, priest imitator evangelist Tony Alamo of Falk, real name Bernie Lazar Hoffman, you are asshole of the week. Alright, now we heard enough of that. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. The Proletariat did Religion is the Opium of the Masses. And thanks to Mr. Scott and his excellent recording and animation equipment, we heard Good News from God. Schlong did G, Officer Krupke. War Called Peace did Yuppie Ghetto, and started off with Corporate Avenger doing The Bible is Bullshit. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme has been Unbuckling the Bible Belt. I want to thank our live guests, the Hillbilly Couple from the Bible Belt, for coming up here, breaking themselves away from their cousins and farm animals. And I want to thank her for bringing her tick here tonight. Both of them spoke pretty well, considering the Budweisers and whatever that horrible shit they were eating for food was, etc. And they still managed to help us create a clearer picture and further understanding. Next week, the long-awaited Erection Day show, we are going to do that next Sunday, which is November 2nd, if my brain cells are functioning appropriately. Next Sunday night, Erection Day. It will be a show to remember, and it will be the last show before Election Day, the Erection Day show. We only did it one other time since the show began in 2001, when we did it in 2004. In 2 weeks after Erection Day, we're not sure, so we're going to have to give you updates at reverendbookburn.com. We're not sure when they're doing the overhauls and upgrades and all this technical shit the Reverend hasn't a hope of ever understanding. And but we do want to do, however long we are down, if there is a time period when we're down, we are sincerely hoping that we can deliver to you our sacred annual holiday tradition, the Happy Spanksgiving show. And of course, we want to do the Reverend's annual holiday tree and ball special in December, the New Year show slash anniversary, celebrating anniversary number 8. And after the inauguration, we want to start not a show, but a series entitled The Trial of George W. Bush. And we'll keep the other traditions going as well. Hopefully, like Love Night before Valentine's Day, Palm and Stroke Sunday, the Reverend's Birthday Show in April, and of course, in May, if they haven't destroyed the fucking world by then, or the economy, we will again be at the pioneering forefront of the celebrations of National Masturbation Month. Keep your eyes and ears open. We will be going animated as well as internet uncensored broadcasting. We will keep you posted. Always updates at reverendbookburn.com. The YouTube channel, which has tons of new stuff on it, at youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Write to the Reverend at revbookburn, no period or hyphen, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. And don't forget, next Sunday night is Erection Day. We are going to play a final tune and then get out of here. A tune by Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. This is entitled Blowin' in the Wind. Good night.
How many roads must a man walk down?
Shit.